7.7 FM and MyChasm.com.
It is 7 o'clock and it is 80 degrees outside our Chasm studios, and it is now time for the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein.
Thank you very much, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM. This is where we take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show here on KASM, brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance Agent in Cold Spring, Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber, Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Happily's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying. Dick Putt Show brought to you by Westside Liquor of Waite Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich Sox Center, and Long Prairie. Gilk Services brings us the Dick Putt Show, as does the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Wells, Oakmont Capital Services, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany A&W and Richmond A&W, and Luxembourg Feed Service, our Dick Putt Show sponsors here on KASM. Now, Joyce is recording our Dick Putt Show. That will be put up on our webpage on Tuesday morning. Dick Putt Show will appear on our webpage, the homepage. Just go to our main page. You'll see sports. You get a drop-down box, and it'll show the archive Dick Putt shows in the archives on that drop-down box. You can listen to the Dick Putt Show on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we do stream online at mychasm.com. All right, let's get in to the Dick Putt Show with the 4th of July holiday falling on Friday. Of course, there was a lot of exhibition games and a lot of games played on Wednesday, Thursday, prior to the 4th of July. On Wednesday, exhibition play had Luxembourg at Howard Lake, and Howard Lake defeats Luxembourg 5-3. Five runs, eight hits, and an error for Howard Lake. Three runs, seven hits, four errors for Luxembourg. On the mound for Howard Lake, Colton Long starts, relieved by Jared Cook in the fourth. He'll get the win. Steve Heber in the sixth, and Bennett Anderson in the eighth inning. The catcher was Mitchell Bauman. For Luxembourg, Tyler Stang starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jake Stahlberger in the sixth, Derek Orth in the eighth, and the catcher, Jordan Pika. Hitting highlights for Howard Lake on Wednesday night, Bennett Anderson 3-for-4, and for Luxembourg, Jordan Pika 2-for-4. He had a home run, Max Kiffmeyer had a double, and Tyler Stang with a double. A final on Wednesday had Howard Lake defeating Luxembourg 5-3. On Wednesday night, Raymond was in El Rosa taking on the Saints, and Raymond defeated El Rosa Wednesday night 7-5. Seven runs, 11 hits, and an error for Raymond. Five runs, 14 hits, and three errors for El Rosa. Ezra Nelson starts, and he'll get the win for Raymond, relieved by Cooper Dack in the sixth, and the catcher was Eli Nelson. For El Rosa, Hayden Sobiec starts, taking the loss, relieved by Luke Dingman in the fifth, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for Raymond on Wednesday night, Isaac Call was 2-for-3 with a double. Caleb Dittmerson, 2-for-3. Brett Swanson, 3-for-3 for Raymond. For El Rosa, Luke Ilias was 2-for-5. Ethan Mueller, 2-for-4 with a triple. Hayden Sobiec, 2-for-5. Will Van Beck was 4-for-5 on Wednesday night, and Blaine Fisher, 2-for-3. A final on Wednesday night from El Rosa, Raymond 7, El Rosa 5. On Wednesday night, Watkins over in St. Martin had district ball game here for these two squads, and St. Martin defeats Watkins on Wednesday night 2-0. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for the Martins. No runs, seven hits, no errors for Watkins. Brady Goble goes the distance for the Martins, picking up the win. His catcher, Kurt Schlungen. And for Watkins, Dustin Kramer goes the distance, taking the loss, his catcher, Lincoln Hogan. Hitting highlights for St. Martin on Wednesday night, Kyle Leeser was 3-for-4. He had two doubles. Tanner Arsenault had a double, Carter Thielen a double, and Nolan Reeder a double. For Watkins, Lincoln Hogan and Caden Nyman, each 1-for-2 in the ball game as St. Martin defeated Watkins on Wednesday night 2-0. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Victory League right after these messages.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up Happy Hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
A career worth building is a career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation, right here in Minnesota, by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit greenwaldinsurance.com for more information.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, and Sauk Center. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Sports play-by-play. All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show here on KASM. We're going to go over the Victory League now, and then I'll go to the Resorters League after the Victory League. On Thursday night in the Victory League, Royalton traveled to Piers, taking on the Brewers, and the Piers Brewers defeat Royalton in 7 innings, 10-0. 10 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for the Piers Brewers, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Royalton. Jonah Prokot on the mound starts for the Brewers, relieved by Pete Schomer in the 6th. Prokot with the victory and the catcher, Gunnar Wicklund. For Royalton, Tyler Gendro starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brady Urchek in the 3rd, Marcus Haynes in the 5th, and the catcher, Drew Urchek. Hitting highlights for the Brewers on Thursday night, Preston Veith, 2-for-3 with a double and 5 RBIs. Ryan Stuckmeyer, triple in that ballgame. Michael Nazurka, 2-for-3 with a 2-run homer in the third inning. And Gunnar Wicklund with a double. For Royalton, Grayson Suska, Tyler Jandro, Ryan Snyder had their 3 hits. A final on Thursday night in the Victory League. It was the Piers Brewers over Royalton in 7 innings, 10-0. On Sunday, Buckman traveled over to Fort Ripley, and this one goes 16 innings today. 16 innings with Buckman beating Fort Ripley 7-6. 7 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors for Buckman. 6 runs, 15 hits, 4 errors for Fort Ripley. For Buckman, Rylan Robinson pitched the last 3 innings to pick up the win. And for Fort Ripley, Tyler Gruney pitched the last 3 innings and a third. He took the loss for Fort Ripley. Hitting highlights for Buckman today, Lane Gertz with 4 hits, 3 RBIs, and 2 doubles. He scored the game-winning run on a wild pitch in the 6th inning, and Jax Suska had a double. For Fort Ripley, Wyatt Gabrielson, a solo home run in the 2nd. A final today in 16 innings from Fort Ripley. It was Buckman 7, Fort Ripley 6. And over in the Resorters League today, Urbank Parker's Prairie was at Sox Center this afternoon, and Urbank Parker's Prairie with a big win over the Titans, 11-2. 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Urbank Parker's Prairie, 2 runs, 8 hits, and 8 errors for Sox Center today. For Urbank Parker's Prairie, Austin Hadley starts and picks up the win for the squad. Drew Johnson comes on in the 7th inning and Alex Kep in the 9th inning. The catcher was David Rebring. For Sox Center, Sean Hyungs starts and takes the loss, the catcher Jake Haskamp. Hitting highlights for Urbank Parker's Prairie today, Austin Hadley, 3-for-5. He had a 2-run home run in the 6th inning. Mason Bozell was 2-for-5 with a double. For Sox Center, Jake Haskamp, 2-for-4. A final today from Sox Center. It was Urbank Parker's Prairie 11, Sox Center 2. All right, I'm going to take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to take a look at County Line League action and Central Valley League action right after these messages.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible. County Fair time is right around the corner. If you are hoping for that blue ribbon, Dale at Luxembourg Feed can help you achieve your goals with high-quality non-GMO and conventional feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed also has grass seed, deer plot, and pasture mixes and fertilizers on hand. They offer soil sample testing and analyzing so you aren't spending money on what you don't need. Luxembourg Feed is located at 21967 State Highway 15 in Luxembourg, or give them a call at 320-252-1513 for all your feed and seed needs. Luxembourg Feed is open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5, Saturday 8 to noon.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and Fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in the spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and the bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance in Cold Spring.
Your home is your biggest investment, but when disaster strikes, does your homeowner's insurance reflect that? Our full-time staff will walk you through every aspect of your policy to make sure that your priorities come first. Look, the industry is changing, and it's more important now than ever to understand what you're paying for. Small-town care and big-time homeowners coverage. Stop in the office or give us a call to schedule your own personal review, or visit us at DustinUpgren.com.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the County Line League on Wednesday night. It was Regal at Painesville, and Painesville defeats Regal by a score of 5-2 Wednesday night. 5 runs, 10 hits and an error for Painesville. 2 runs, 6 hits and an error for Regal. Sam Orline on the mound for Painesville will get the win, relieved by Grady Fuchs in the eighth. He gets the save, and the catcher was Eric Paulson for Regal. Jordan Wozmek starts, taking the loss, relieved by Shane Rademacher in the third, Gabe Roman in the eighth, and the catcher, Derek Dingerud. Some hitting highlights for Painesville on Wednesday night. Reed Johnson, 3-for-4. Sam Orline was 3-for-3 with a double, and Grady Fuchs was 2-for-4. For Regal on Wednesday night, Luke Knutson, 3-for-4 with a double, and Josh Beyer was 2-for-3. So a final on Wednesday night had Painesville defeating Regal 5-2. Other Wednesday night ball games in the County Line League, we had Sunberg at Spicer on Wednesday night, and Sunberg, Norway Lake Sunberg, defeating New London Spicer 10-4. Justin Johnson gets the win for Norway Lake Sunberg. Christensen will take the loss for Spicer in that ball game. On Saturday in County Line League action, Sunberg was at Atwater, and in 11 innings, Atwater defeats Norway Lake Sunberg 4-3. David Kingery picks up the win for Atwater. The loss will go to Jared Hingem. And on Sunday in the County Line League, we had Atwater at New London Spicer this afternoon, and Atwater defeats New London Spicer 6-1. Jack Peterson will pick up the win for Atwater. The loss will go to Ben Kultseth. Also today, it was Norway Lake Sunberg over Starbuck, 4-2 in their ball game. And we have New London Spicer at Painesville today, and New London Spicer defeating New London Spicer 7-5 in 11 innings. 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Painesville. 5 runs, 13 hits, 4 errors for New London Spicer. Bennett Evans starts the ball game for Painesville today, relieved by Griffin Berkey in the fifth, Spencer Eisenbron in the eighth. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Griffin Berkey. for New London Spicer, Hunter Magnuson starts, relieved by Sam Ederman in the sixth. He'll get the loss in the catcher, Derek Dezal. Hitting highlights for Painesville today, Drew Tangen, 2-for-5. Grayson Fuchs had a two-run homer in the 11th inning to win this one for the Pirates today. And Spencer Eisenbrunn, 3-for-5. For New London Spicer, Jordan Ellingson, 4-for-6 this afternoon. Derek Dezal, 2-for-5. Jake Rambo was 2-for-4 with a double. And Sam Ederman, 2-for-6. Sam had a solo home run in the 7th inning. So a final today from Painesville in 11 innings. Painesville 7, New London Spicer 5. So New London Spicer having to play a couple games today because next week already the County Line League starts their league playoffs. We'll get more in later on in the Dick Putz Show. Over to the Central Valley League. And in the Central Valley League, had some ball games going on today. And earlier in the week, on Thursday night, St. Nick was at Eden Valley taking on the Hawks, and Eden Valley comes up with a 9-8 victory over St. Nicholas on Thursday night. For Eden Valley, 9 runs, 7 hits, and an error. St. Nick, 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors. On the mound for Eden Valley on Thursday night, Ben Ahrens starts, relieved by Connor Holthouse in the ninth. He'll get the win. And the catcher was Tripp McCann. For St. Nick, Andrew Bouch starts, relieved by Caden Roush in the fourth. Derek Keekley in the eighth. Dylan Roush in the ninth. He'll get the loss in the catcher, Tanner Roush. Hitting highlights for Eden Valley on Thursday night. Tripp McCann was 2-for-5 with a double and a 3-run home run in the ninth inning. Damian Lincoln, 3-for-5 with a double and triple. Tanner Anderson, 4-for-5. Connor Lincoln had a double. A final on Thursday night. It was Eden Valley 9, St. Nicholas 8. Today in Central Valley League action, we had St. Augusta at Luxembourg today, and Luxembourg defeating St. Augusta 8-0. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Luxembourg. No runs, 3 hits, and no errors for St. Augusta. On the mound today for Luxembourg, it was Reed Funenstein starting the ball game, relieved by J.T. Harn in the fifth inning. J.T. will get the win. Chris Bergeron in the eighth inning, and Jake Stahlberger in the ninth inning for Luxembourg. And I don't have the pitchers here for St. Augusta today. Oh, there we go. Meyer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Lindblom. Lindblom in the seventh inning for St. Augusta. Some hitting highlights. Meyer had a double for St. Augusta for Luxembourg today. Hitting highlights included J.T. Harn with a double, Jake Stahlberger with a double, Logan Adams with a double, and Derek Orth had a home run for Luxembourg today as they defeat St. Augusta 8-0. 8-0 at home. Also today, it was the Cold Spring Rockies over at Watkins, and Watkins defeats the Cold Spring Rockies today 6-2. 6 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Watkins. 2 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Cold Spring Rockies. On the mound today, Lane Harp starts for Watkins, goes first 6 1/3, relieved by Matt Geislinger in the 7th. Harp the win, Matt Geislinger the save in this ball game. For the Rockies today, Evan Atchison starts, relieved by Cole Fuchs in the third, Trevor Lardy in the fifth, Ty Leeser in the seventh today for the Cold Spring Rockies. Some hitting highlights for Watkins this afternoon. Brendan Ashton with the double, Carson Geislinger with a double for Watkins, and for the Rockies, Tyler Geislinger had a double this afternoon, as Watkins defeats the Cold Spring Rockies today by a score of 6-2. All right, I've got one other game. This over in the Sauk Valley League, and this happened on Wednesday night already. Clear Lake had Monticello taking on the Polecats, and Monticello defeats Clear Lake on Wednesday night 8-0. 8 runs, 16 hits, no errors for Monticello. No runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Clear Lake. Tanner Eckhart starts on the mound for Monticello, relieved by Michael Revnig in the fifth. He'll get the win. Nicholas Anderson in the eighth, and the catcher, Dustin Wilcox. For Clear Lake, Ben Brown starts, taking the loss, relieved by Matt Cordy in the eighth. Quentin Dukowitz, the catcher. Hitting highlights for Monticello on Wednesday night, Caden King was 3-for-5. Brock Holthaus, 2-for-2 with a double. Michael Olson, 2-for-5. Eric Bello was 4-for-4 with a double and a triple. Keenan Masick, 2-for-5, and Dustin Wilcox with a double. For Clear Lake, Caleb Leintz was 2-for-4. So a final on Wednesday night in the Sauk Valley League. Monticello 8, Clear Lake nothing. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back on the Dick Putt Show at Stearns County League Scores and Highlights right after these messages.
Your smart TVs, smart appliances, smart security systems all can be zapped out by one power outage. If that happens,
you better get Gilk. Hi, I'm James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
With Gilk Services of Richmond, surge protection for your whole home right now will save you from costly repairs if an outage occurs.
Be safe and protect your home the smart way. Call us today or visit us at gilkplumbing.com, a Rheem Pro partner.
Gilk Services of Richmond.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and the Star Post.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show forever and ever.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com.
Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2020.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Ooga, shaka, ooga, ooga.
All right, we're back. Back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you tonight. And farming at St. Martin on Thursday night. It was our Chasm game of the week in the Stearns County League. And farming defeats St. Martin by a score of 10-7. 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors for farming. 7 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for St. Martin. Cam Miller on the mound for Farming. He starts the ball game, relieved by Bennett Hill in the fourth. He'll get the win, and the catchers were Adam Winkles and Cody Foray. For St. Martin, Brian Schlungen starts on the mound, relieved by Kurt Schlungen in the fifth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Zach Moritz. Hitting highlights for Farming. Isaac Nett, 3-for-6. Isaac had a double. He had a two-run home run in the second inning, two RBIs. Ethan Navratil, 2-for-3. Adam Winkles, 2-for-4. He had a three-run homer in the sixth. And Bennett Hill was 2-for-3 with a double and two RBIs. For St. Martin on Thursday night, Tanner Arsenault was 1-for-3 with two RBIs, and Chase Elshire 1-for-3 with two RBIs. Final on Thursday, it was Farming 10, St. Martin 7. On Saturday in the Stearns County League, Greenwald over in Farming taking on the Flames, and Greenwald defeats Farming 4-1. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for Greenwald, one run, four hits, two errors for Farming. Grant Marshall will pick up the win as he goes the distance. His catcher, Isaac Rosenberger. For Farming, Robert Schlepper starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ethan Navratil in the eighth. And the catchers were Josh Becker and Cody Foray. Hitting highlights for Greenwald on Saturday night, Sam Freeler, 3-for-5. He had a double in the ninth inning. Connor Anderson was 2-for-4, and Aiden Hupfer, 1-for-3. For Farming, Robert Schlepper had a double. A final on Saturday night had Greenwald defeating Farming 4-1. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Roscoe over at Lake Henry taking on the Lakers, and Lake Henry defeats Roscoe 9-7 in 10 innings. Nine runs, 12 hits, two errors for Lake Henry, seven runs, 11 hits, no errors for Roscoe. Trent Wentland starts on the mound for Lake Henry, relieved by Carter Wessel in the fourth. Grant Ludwig in the eighth, he'll get the win, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. For Roscoe, Josiah Utz starts, relieved by Russell Leindecker in the sixth. Braden Vanderbeek in the eighth. He'll take the loss, and the catcher was Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry, Trent Wentland had a double. Carter Wessel was 2-for-5. Isaac Leeser, 3-for-5. He had a solo home run in the sixth. Grant Ludwig had a solo home run in the fourth, and Leighton Fuchs was 2-for-5. For Roscoe, Max Ottman with a double. Braden Vanderbeek, 2-for-5. Bryce Vanderbeek, 2-for-3. Bryce had a two-run homer in the third. Josiah Utz was 2-for-3, and Dawson Hemish with a double. A final today in 10 innings from Lake Henry. It was Lake Henry 9, Roscoe 7. Meyer Grove over in Spring Hill this afternoon, and Spring Hill defeating Meyer Grove 15-7. 15 runs, 16 hits, 5 errors for the Chargers. 7 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors for Meyer Grove. Ben Welly starting on the mound today for Spring Hill will pick up the win, relieved by Dylan Gertgen in the sixth, Rowan Nelson in the seventh, Carter Cheetah in the eighth, and the catchers were Daniel Spanier and Sam Reeland. For Meyer Grove this afternoon, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Isaac Weekman in the fifth, Joe Schwinghammer in the sixth, and the catchers Josh Omscheid, Ryan Omscheid, and Carson Worms. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Luke Damer, 2-for-3, Owen Meyer, 2-for-3 with a double. Anthony Reberman was 2-for-2, and Jack Cheetah was 2-for-2. For Meyer Grove this afternoon, Carson Tyler, 2-for-5 with a double. Ryan Omscheid had a two-run homer in the first, and Aaron Meyer was 2-for-2. A final today from Spring Hill, Spring Hill 15 and Meyer Grove 7. St. Martin over in Richmond this afternoon, and the Martins defeat Richmond 5-4. 5 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for St. Martin. 4 runs, 11 hits, 5 errors for Richmond. Tanner Arsenault on the mound for St. Martin today will pick up the win, relieved by Carter Thielen in the 8th and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen. For Richmond, Talon Bragelman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Dalton Thielen in the 7th and the catcher, Tyler Prom. Hitting highlights for St. Martin today, Tanner Arsenault, 2-for-3 with a double, and Nolan Reeder had a double. For Richmond, Brock Rothstein was 2-for-4. Tyler Prom, 2-for-5 with a double. Cooper Notch was 2-for-4, and Jack Bose had a double. A final today from Richmond, St. Martin 5, Richmond 4. And a New Munich at El Rosa today, and in 10 innings, El Rosa defeats New Munich by a score of 4-3. 4 runs, 8 hits, and an error for El Rosa. 3 runs, 10 hits, and an error for New Munich. Wyatt Stephenson starts on the mound for El Rosa this afternoon, relieved by Luke Ilias in the third, Ashton Dingman in the eighth, Will Van Beck in the tenth, he'll get the win, and the catcher Blaine Fisher. For New Munich, Will Funk starts, relieved by Caden Sand in the seventh, he'll take the loss, and the catcher was Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today, Peyton Winter, 3-for-4. Ethan Mueller, 1-for-3 with a double. And for New Munich, Will Funk, 3-for-5. Caden Sand was 2-for-5. Carter Shipler had a triple, and Ty Reller was 2-for-5. A final this afternoon from El Rosa. It was El Rosa 4, New Munich 3 in 10 innings. All right, that's going to do it. The scores and highlights portion of the Dick Put Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at some schedules for you right after these messages.
Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve Central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery is a proud supporter of all our area amateur baseball teams. Thank you, and to all who keep this great American pastime alive and thriving. Make sure to stop by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery before or after the game for gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more. Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery has a full selection of beer, wine, and hard liquor. Thank you for your patronage. We are proud to serve you. Good luck and play ball.
Dairyland Supply and Stock Center has been your go-to farm equipment dealership since 1974. Over the 51 years in business, we have seen a lot of different manufacturers of TMR feed mixers. We at Dairyland Supply feel that we have done our homework in being able to find the best brand of TMR mixers on the market. With our extensive line of brands like Penta, Kunite, Triolet, Vermeer, Rotomix, and Supreme, you can be confident in keeping your animals fed well. We also have the equipment and parts on hand to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Put Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
A&W, get ready because the Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger is back for a limited time. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melty American cheese, crispy smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and a crunch of crispy fried onions. Every bite is packed with bold, savory flavors. It's everything you love about a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some. Available at A&W Albany and Richmond.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Put Show on KASM Radio. Randy Rothstein with you tonight. And let's take a look at some of these schedules for the coming week. It'll be the final week of league play in the Stearns County League. Spring Hill will be at St. Martin on Friday night at 8 o'clock. and Lake Henry at Farming Friday night at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, Meyer Grove will be at El Rosa. That's 8 o'clock on Saturday night, Meyer Grove at El Rosa. And on Sunday in the Stearns County League, we'll have Richmond at Roscoe and Greenwald at New Munich. Those are 1:30 game times on Sunday in the Stearns County League. Over in the County Line League, now they're going to start their playoffs next weekend, and this will be on Saturday and Sunday next weekend in County Line League on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Friday night, we'll have Spicer at Regal at 7:30 and Atwater at Painesville at 1:30. The winners play at the top seeds on Sunday, and the top seeds being Norway Lake Sunberg and Starbuck. So the winner of the Regal-Spicer game goes to Starbuck on Sunday, and the winner of the Painesville-Atwater game will go to Norway Lake Sunberg on Sunday. And again, this is a double elimination County Line League playoffs, so the losers of Friday night and Saturday's games are not out of the running yet. That's over in the County Line League. And, by the way, I'm going to go to Painesville on Saturday afternoon, Atwater at Painesville. That'll be 1:30. That'll be my chasm game of the week, Atwater at Painesville, 1:30 Saturday afternoon. Over in the Central Valley League, coming up next weekend, Luxembourg travels to St. Nick for a 2 o'clock game on Saturday. We have the Cold Spring Rockies at Pearl Lake. That's Sunday. Excuse me. 2 o'clock on Sunday, July 13th. It'll be the Cold Spring Rockies at Pearl Lake at 2 o'clock on Sunday in the Central Valley League. We have on Sunday then, it'll be Eden Valley at Kimball. Eden Valley at Kimball, that'll be a 2 o'clock game in the Central Valley League. And I believe Watkins is scheduled to take on St. Augusta. And just looking here for a confirmation on that game time next week, Sunday, that will be 2 o'clock at St. Augusta, Watkins at St. Augusta. So there you go, the Central Valley League 2 coming up next week in amateur baseball. Well, again, Joyce has recorded the Dick Putt Show. That will be uploaded to our website on Tuesday, so look for that to be uploaded on Tuesday. Kirby is off tomorrow, so he'll do the uploading. We'll get that up on our website, the Sports tab across our homepage. Click the drop-down box, and you'll get archived Dick Putt Shows there. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you to our Dick Putt Show sponsors. Thanks to Joyce at our station. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show.